back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to further respond to what Wisco Paul was saying. Very, very, very important. It's the filibuster. It's the filibuster. The filibuster, if you take a look at it historically, first of all, you had to actually get up and filibuster. And people get up and they'd read all of Shakespeare and then they'd fall asleep. And then as they were gasping, they'd go, and I'd defer to the gentleman from Alabama, and then he'd read some more stuff. This would go on for days, but it'd be on TV in the 60s anyway. And when the Dixiecrats did that to block civil rights, people around the country saw what was happening. They didn't like it. Somewhere along the line, we let somebody say, like Moscow Mitch, we filibuster, they don't have to do anything. And suddenly you need 60 votes. And they're 10 votes. They're blocking our ambassadors. They're blocking everything. They are not representing America. They are not representing America or their states. And so that's got to change. The one thing that people don't understand, and I want to say it again, you understand it, but the average person doesn't. When you have a majority, we have 50 votes, and Kamala Harris, you can do anything you want. You can override the filibuster totally, or you can override it for individual bill. If the parliamentarian says that what you're proposing for budget reconciliation, which only requires 50 votes, goes beyond that, you can overrule her. You can remove the parliamentarian. You can remove the parliamentarian. Moscow Mitch, when he was in there, got rid of the filibuster for cabinet appointments and Supreme Court appointments. Why? Because none of Trump's appointments would have gotten through with 60 votes. He just did it. And we would say, oh, he shouldn't have done that. Okay. Now it's us and voting rights when there is, and Wisco Paul's point about the filibuster, and we're letting them filibuster. So then there is a bill out there, the original one, H.R. 1SB1, get rid of gerrymandering, fair absentee voting, drop boxes, the right number of voting machines for everybody, make sure that they're counted by independent professionals, and the integrity of the voting, and Manchin and Sinema won't suspend the filibuster. 48 others will, not Manchin and Sinema. All they had to do was do that. That would have entrenched that, and we would have had fair elections going forward. And fair elections doesn't mean we win every election, but it does mean that the state legislatures would start to reflect the actual vote. Now, some of these toxic laws that are coming out, 19 states are passing these things. One of the worst is Texas. In Texas right now, they have passed a law that said that you can have partisan poll watchers come in and examine every voter as they come in, and they're going to intimidate them. They're going to have these people there whispering to people whom they think are going to vote for Democratic. You sure you're registered? You know what can happen to you if you don't. If the poll workers' independence interfere with that, it's a felony. There's one aspect of that law that says this. If a poll worker blocks the line of sight of a partisan poll worker, it's a felony. Now, if you are an 80-year-old woman who loves being a poll worker, you're not even going to get up out of your chair. If you get up out of your chair and one of these thugs says she blocked my line of sight to a voter, you're going to have to get a lawyer to defend that. And there are two people right now who have been criminally prosecuted in Texas. One of them, I mentioned this one before, he was picked up for burglary in the 90s, spent time in jail, exemplary prisoner, got out. He had something like, 10 years of parole. And his parole ended in June of 20. And an election came up in April of 20. He never had any problems. He didn't even have to go in and register the parole board anymore. And he thought he could vote, and he voted. And he voted, say, at the beginning of April, and his parole ended at the beginning of June after 20 years, 5 years in prison. That's what they're going after him for that. And Texas judges don't care. They're in on it. Another woman voted in the wrong precinct and did something. She's in prison. Texas has sent out the word in Democratic areas, you can go to prison and we will concoct. It's very similar to the South during Reconstruction and afterwards. There are all these things that eventually had people reintroduced into slavery, constructive slavery, because of these laws, you know, vagrancy laws, laws that said you had to have $50 in your pocket or you were a vagrant and went to jail. Well, back then and going forward, how often do you have $50 in cash? You may have a credit card, but how many times do you have $50 in cash? Now, nowadays, no millennial have any cash because they use credit cards, but I'm talking about then. Luca's cash. Luca's a lot of cash, but the rest of them don't have any cash. But back then, they'd arrest you. And they go up to an African-American person and they'd say, do you have $50 in your pocket? No, you go to jail. Guy in a business suit, they're not going to say that to him. And he doesn't have squat in his wallet. You see what I'm saying? This is what is going on. And we need Manchin Sinema to overrule the filibuster, get rid of it for this one bill, and they won't do it. They won't do it. Well, there's some good developments here in Wisconsin. There's a group called Midwest Environmental Advocates. They're suing Fred Pren, the infamous Fred Pren, the fugitive, illegal occupier of a DNR seat. His expired May 1. And he's saying, well, there was a lawsuit many decades ago that said I can hold over to the new person is confirmed. Yeah. For a couple of weeks while the confirmation process is in process. Boston LeMahieu cook it up and LeMahieu says, we're not going to even bring her up for consideration till we have a Republican governor. They've hijacked the DNR. They have a guy who goes in. Now there have been some lawsuits. Republican judges have upheld it to a point. Why aren't the sheriffs going in and carrying him out for trespassing? For criminal trespassing. Josh Call has put out word that he thinks it's wrong what he's doing. How about some muscle behind that? Now you may think, the DNR. Oh, really, the DNR? How about Forever Chemicals and Wolves, okay? Luke, you're at the microphone, my friend.
Yeah, Matt. So Brian and I have actually talked about this a couple times now on Dueling Tangents, our new show from 2 to 3 p.m., but my biggest question with this whole Fred Pren saga, I guess we could call it, is why are Wisconsinites just being accepted and just taking it for what it is and accepting this outcome? Why are we not having the press go and talk to Devin LeMahieu's office and say, Fred Pren is sitting beyond his term? Why have you not taken Evers appointed somebody before Fred Pren's term expired so that she could step in and take over as the new chairwoman of the board? And why are we just accepting that nobody is holding anybody accountable in the confirmation process? Because this whole problem could just be over as soon as LeMahieu and the state Senate take up the confirmation of Sandra Nass. And I don't understand how everybody is just accepting this is the thing and this is what we're doing now. And it's really frustrating.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, Luke and Brian have a show, 2 to 3, Dueling Tangents. You should listen to a very good show. But here's the deal. Where are our statewide elected representatives, Democrats? Okay. Our senator, our governor, and our attorney general, and our lieutenant governor. Why isn't somebody using the bully pulpit to say this is a fraud?
Well, I think Josh Call's doing a really good job doing that, but I don't understand how the press is just like, oh, yep, well, we asked Senator LeMahieu's office for a comment, and they responded no comment, and then they accept that as the answer. I don't understand that.
Where's the injunction action? Something's filed. Where's the appeal? You know, where's the action? What do you think Fighting Bob would have done on this thing? All right, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.